Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports anchor at CBS 4 right here in Miami. We obviously have to talk about Udonis Haslem and the Miami Heat, but I really want to start with the Panthers because we haven't talked much Panthers today. And they begin their quest for the Stanley Cup on Sunday. And I know you're a big Panthers fan, and I'm sure you'll be out there Sunday night and Tuesday as well. So do you think they – let's start with round one. Do you think they advance past Tampa? Because this is not an easy series. As easy a time as they had the final two games against Tampa, this is not an easy series.
No, it's not an easy series, and it's not the same Tampa team that we saw the last two games, right? Because, I mean, you're going to get some guys back, Kucherov and Stamkos, and those are championship-winning guys. So it's going to be a tougher team. You like the way the Cats came out in those two games and games that you know, had some significance and had some meaning. I do think the Panthers, though, can get through the first round, and I think they will. My prediction is this probably goes 6 or 7, but I think the Panthers get by. And the reason why is I don't know how they did it. They've done it, but they've figured out Andrei Vasilevskiy, you know, the Lightning's goaltender, and he's such a good goalie, but his lowest save percentage this year against any team was against the Panthers. So they've been able to find ways to score on him. And, you know, it was funny in one of those games, I believe it was their last game, you saw where Vasilevskiy actually got careless with the puck behind the net trying to play the puck. And that's such a, like, Vasilevskiy's so good at playing the puck. It was a kind of a weird thing that he let his guard down there. But they've keyed in on certain things with him. And that's why I think they actually have a legitimate shot to move on and, you know, dethrone the reigning champs.
And you talk about, you know, they're the Tampa's goalie. What about our goalies, Mike? Because we talked about it a couple of days ago where we know Bob's the dude. We know Bob's a $70 million guy. But if you look at the numbers by themselves, Mike, Driedger is better. Like, his save percentage is better. His numbers are better. Who are you most confident at in goal?
Yeah, I think you're most confident right now in Driedger. But that Bob's played well in the postseason. And I think you just kind of have to figure it out and maybe ride the hot hand in this one and just, you know, hope you get good enough play from at least one of them that you could just say, okay, we're going to stick with either Bob or Chris. And to me, I think Bob has to start the first game and just see where it goes from there, because what you need is stability in the playoffs in the net. I mean, Vasilevskiy last year started every playoff game for Tampa. And, you know, that just that constant presence goes a long way, knowing you have a guy in net that you can rely on. Now, having a backup where you're very confident in, like Driedger, even if he doesn't start game one, you know, that's a luxury to have. But I think they start with Bob, go maybe see how he does in game one, and then maybe go to Chris if he gives up a few goals and they still win, or gives up a few goals and they lose, and just try to figure out who's got it locked in. And right now, I think the way they both played in those last two games, you're good with either one. And so that's what I like about this team.
It's kind of like what Moeller was telling us yesterday or the day before, Crowder. It's like, you know, with the Panthers, you've got two goalies that you trust. What a luxury. And he was saying the same thing. Vasilevskiy is it for Tampa. He plays port like that's it. They like Vasilevskiy is going to play all their games. He's that good, should be that good, but he has looked suspect against the Panthers. How about this one, Mike? Who's going to have better playoff success, the Panthers or the Heat?
You know, I want to say the Panthers, but my issue with Florida is getting out of their own division. You know, after the Lightning, and if you get through them, you have to take on Carolina. That's where I think, and once you get out of that, or just going through that, it's a gauntlet. So I think the Heat actually win maybe two rounds. I could see the Heat, the way they're playing now, and, you know, kind of peaking at the right moment. You're getting some good play from Tyler Hero and Goran Dragic coming off the bench now. My biggest concern for Florida is just getting out of the Central. If they get out of the Central, I think they have a legitimate shot to win the Cup. But that's a big if getting out. So I could see the Heat maybe having a similar run like they did last year, and it not being a surprise, and people actually kind of fearing Miami this time, going, you know, we know what they did in the bubble. We know what they could do in the postseason. It would not shock me if the Heat won two rounds this year.
And I just thought of this with Hawks' question. Who has a better coach, Mike? Coach Q or Coach Spo?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, my God.
Use that Sunday night with Jim Barry. Both these questions. Both these questions, Sunday night with Jim Barry.
Holy hell. That is a tough one. Oh, my God. I don't know. They're both going to go into the Hall of Fame. So, either one? I mean, you have to choose one,
or your marriage will not be a success.
What?
Yeah, I want to make this. Well, you got to choose an answer. 50, I don't like this 50, namby-pamby anyway, nonsense.
Right? Well, I mean,
with your personality?
It's hard. You're talking about, a couple guys who have won multiple titles. Like, how the heck do you split hairs on that one? Let's go with Q this year.
Wrong!
Just because I think he's been pushing all the right buttons. What? How can I be wrong?
I don't know. Whatever you said, I was going to yell wrong. That's just the way I operate. Mike Cugno is with us from CBS.
This is just like my future marriage anyway, so.
Oh, get ready for it, bro.
Yep. He's preparing you. Dolphins rookie camp today. Dolphins rookie camp. Jalen Waddle met with the media today. What are you thinking about? We played some sound earlier in the show from Colin Cowherd talking about Tua. What do you think about the Dolphins? What do you think about the receiving core and Tua as their quarterback? Because Colin Cowherd, the sound we were playing, he essentially is going over their schedule, right? And he's saying in their first eight games, Tua's the second best quarterback in all eight of those games. He's saying Cam Newton is better than Tua right now. And I don't know if that's true. Josh Allen, Derek Carr, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan. Like, where do you stand on that? Tua and Jalen Waddle obviously added to the receiving core.
I don't agree with Cowherd on that. I don't typically agree with him on a lot of things. But I mean, that first eight games is going to be a gauntlet. Like, what is Carson Wentz now? Like, is he still a shell of himself? Are we that concerned of Trevor Lawrence? I mean, the Jags had the first pick for a reason. Like, what's around Trevor Lawrence that's telling you he's going to be successful?
Tim Tebow.
I don't expect the Dolphins to go 0-8 in their first eight games. Like, I think that's a little ridiculous. I mean, Tua, did a pretty good job. I mean, I think he had one game where he threw an interception, but I mean, he protected the ball pretty well. And I think you add the little wrinkles with Waddle and, now I'm forgetting the Houston Texans wide receiver that we just picked up.
Will Fuller.
Just forgetting his name. But, yeah, Fuller, thank you. Like, I think you're adding dimensions to this offense that weren't exactly there before. I mean, half the offense last year was, at least in the passing game, was just jump balls on the sideline to Gesicki or Parker. That's not necessarily the case. And I think the reason you got Waddle is because he can take a short dump off and make something happen with it. And, you know, Miami was missing that last year, not having – Albert Wilson in the lineup, Jakeem Grant being banged up at times. I think this offense is going to look a lot different. Now, should they have gotten a running back to maybe help that? Yeah, maybe. But as far as the passing game is concerned, I think it should definitely be better than a year ago.
And did you take anything from a year ago with Tua? Because my thing, Mike, is like no camp, no nothing, started on the bench, got put in, then got replaced. Like, I kind of – I give last year a mulligan. Like, I told Hawk off air, I was like, hey, I'll give two of these first eight games to keep defending them because I need him to prove it to me. I don't believe in Tua yet, but I think he can be something. I want him to be good. How do you feel? Like, did last year make you think about Tua in a negative or positive way, or are we all moving forward?
No, it didn't. I honestly left the season wanting more, and it's just, like you said, there's nuance to this. It isn't, like, cut and dry. I think it's unfair to the kid who doesn't get a training camp, who wasn't really expected to play that year anyway, and he came in at an odd time. Like, he came in when Miami started winning, and it was a shock to everyone. I thought, oh, they're just going to roll with Ryan Fitzpatrick the rest of the way because they're doing some good things. And to kind of throw him in the mix like that was kind of shocking, and I'm not sure how prepared maybe he was mentally to be, all of a sudden be the starter of this team. So, yeah, I give him a pass. I want to see what he does in a full year or a full off season in this offense, you know, with this coaching staff, going through, you know, the daily grind that, you know, what it takes to be a pro. Even that's a learning curve for year one. We hear so much about, you know, sophomore slumps with players. I think we might see, you know, the opposite with Tua, where we see, you know, him actually make strides.
Mike Cuno from CBS4. Let's go around the room and take wagers on this. Don't let us know, Mike, until I ask you. Crowder, do you think Mike Cuno loves or hates the movie Step Brothers?
Loves it. He's a smart guy.
Loves it. Solana, you think Cuno likes or dislikes Step Brothers?
It's in his top five comedies of all time.
Really? Steven, do you think Cuno likes or dislikes Step Brothers?
I'm going to say he likes it.
All right. So I'm going to be on the island here and say that he does not like it. I think Cuno is more of a serious guy and doesn't like stupid comedy. Not that there's even any comedy in that movie. It's just stupid. But we'll ask him. Mike Cuno, Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Where do you stand on it?
Top five comedy of all time. I'm with Solana.
Oh,
I love that movie. I love that movie.
Did Solana set you up with that? Did Solana set you up with that?
No. All we talked about was Puerto Rico during the break. There was no mention of Step Brothers.
Yeah, I hate it. I think it is so. I think it is so.
How? Why do you hate it? Why do you hate it?
Because it's not funny.
What's wrong with it?
It's not funny. It is. It's everything that's wrong with Will Ferrell, which is I'm just going to act.
It's peak Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Sorry.
That doesn't
bolster your argument, in my opinion. I mean, I made this case a couple days ago. Will Ferrell peaked during SNL. He is on the Mount Rushmore of SNL cast members, with maybe my favorite SNL cast member of all time. His movies, they're not that funny. And then when he gets to stuff like Step Brothers, it's just, hey, I'll act like an idiot and you'll just laugh. I'm just going to act like an idiot and you'll just laugh. And that's not funny to me. It's lazy.
That's the genius of him. So Anchorman was a bad movie?
It was okay.
Okay, so hold on. I think there's two types of people in this world. And I think it's you're either an Adam Sandler guy or Will Ferrell guy. Both had great movies, and then for whatever reason, they fall off the cliff. One doesn't like the, like, one, if you're one type, you don't like the other. And I think I peg you as an Adam Sandler guy because you love all of his bad movies.
Love Sandler.
God, off, like, what has he done good lately?
Uncut Gems, bye. Oh,
please, please. 5 minutes in that movie, and I turned it off.
Solana with the giggle there. Uncut Gems is in my top five movies of all time, not just Sandler movies.
That's why we can't take anything you say seriously about movies. When you say Field of Dreams is like a top five baseball movie or a top five sports movie, and literally everyone on planet Earth disagreed with you.
I don't think everyone on planet Earth.
You're right, Mike. He's the only one.
I don't understand. There's nothing funny about Step Brothers. It's just weird to me. It's just weird to me how much.
And there's nothing emotional about Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Whatever. How about the cow? How about the cow that flies by in Twister? Did you think that was a great moment in cinematic history?
Yeah, because you remember it. It made the poster.
It's a great ride.
You remember it. It's a great moment, isn't it?
That's a great ride at Universal, right, Cuño? The Twister ride?
I don't know. I don't do parks. I don't do parks. What? I've never gone on that ride.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't do theme parks?
No. No, I don't like people. So, like, you know, like being out there with big crowds and whatever and waiting in line, it's hot. Orlando's like the hottest place on the planet.
You go like fishing every weekend, right? You like to be out on the boat fishing or out on a creek?
Creek. Yeah. 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 Lakes and ponds and on the boat. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't text me, people, that it's a creek. Because if you don't know what a creek is, you're not from the South. All right. Don't text me. I'm sorry. What were you saying? Yeah. You like the solitude of fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out with nature. The way the good Lord intended it.
But you really don't like to be around a lot of people, Mike?
I don't like lines. Like I don't think going on vacation and standing in a line for 2 hours for a ride is a vacation. I don't find the joy in that.
Yeah, but no, you're so friendly and charismatic. Like I would think you'd love to be around people talking. I love big groups of people. I have more people the better for me.
I love Cuño. I love Cuño. He is not charismatic.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I'm not very charismatic. I like concerts. I like, you know, sporting events, obviously, but there is nothing that appeals to me about going to a park and walking around.
Solana has a theory here, Cuño. Go ahead, Solana.
You can admit it, Mike. You're afraid of roller coasters. It's all right.
No. I like roller coasters.
That's the funny thing.
Come on, Cuño. I swear.
We're all friends here.
Loved all those.
Clay Ferreira once admitted something that was tough for him to admit, but he felt good. It was cathartic after he said it on the show. You could say it. Go ahead.
Safe place, Mike. It's a safe place.
This is a safe place.
No. I'm good with rides. I remember going on the Gravitron, risking my life at the youth fair down here for a number of years. Like, I have no issue
on three.
With the ride.
We'll all admit it together on three. Ready? One.
On three. Ready?
I'm not saying it. Nope.
Two.
Nope.
Three.
Nope.
Cuño is afraid.
I'm gonna tweet Jennifer. I'm gonna see. I bet she'll admit it because he's obviously
she's not a park person either. This is why we're getting married.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think you pegged it right, Solana. I think you pegged it. Yeah. All right. It's gonna bring somebody texts in. Cuño has to be boring to be around. No junk food. No parks. No people. Yeah, are you boring? Are you boring to be around?
God, I hope that's what people take away, so I don't get bothered. I don't mind sitting in a bar and just having a drink by myself. Like I can do that all day. People are like, oh, why would you do that? Like, no, there's people around, but I'm by myself. Like, I'm good. I'm good on like that level of going out. That's a night out.
You'll sit because Crowder will sit at the bar alone, but he'll conversate with people.
Everybody.
Or converse if you're speaking English. Yeah. You'll converse with people, but you like to sit alone at a bar. You'd be fine if no one talked to you or looked at you.
If there's a game on, I'm watching. You know, I still feel the buzz of everyone. Bartender makes some small talk. That's all good. Person next to you makes some small talk. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. I'm good. I'm not boring. I may sound boring. All right, I'm probably pretty boring. But yeah. Fortress of Solitude.
All right. I think we've had a breakthrough here with Cuño. I think we've had a breakthrough. I'm going to give you some time to – are you on the news tonight or are you off tonight?
No, I'm on the news tonight.
All right. Are you in the newsroom right now?
One shot, one camera. What's that?
Are you in the newsroom right now?
No, I'm in the sports office. I close the door so no one can bother me.
I got you. But you're at the TV station.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you need some emotional support there from someone, just go find what do you got around there, like an Elliot Rodriguez or something.
Yeah, you know, but he's going to be on. Usually, my emotional support is Goldie, but I don't know where he's at right now. So, usually comes in, brings a pizza or something, hang out.
Goldie comes in with a pizza?
Oh, he came with a pizza the other day. It was clutch. It was massive. I don't know where he got it from, but it was good.
But you hold yourself to like one slice, right? Because you're very disciplined.
No, two slices. You can't have one slice of pizza. It's impossible.
Two slices, like he's going buck wild. Two slices. All right.
I don't
we
like
this.
Like, I don't eat junk food. No, I don't eat what you consider junk food. Like cookies are fine, but a shamrock shake or whatever it is you put in your body, like, I'm not good with that.
Whatever it is you put in your body.
I really wanted to have you on yesterday because yesterday was National Crouton Day, and I thought we might be able to do the bowl of croutons with milk.
Oh my God, I was off. You should have told me. I would have set it up.
Man, I whiffed on it. We just had a busy day yesterday. All right. Have a great weekend, Cuno.
I'm not important. I'm boring and unimportant. So you didn't call.
That's not true at all. Not true at all.
But
I'm taking away from that. I just got bullied.
I know he's not charismatic. He's not charismatic. But I do think Solana's onto something. I think you're probably scared of thrill rides, which is why you've come up with a reason why you don't like theme parks.
I'm scared of flying. I'm not scared of amusement park rides.
Really? You're scared of flying?
Yeah, I have a little bit of fear of taking off. I don't know why. The first like 3 minutes of a flight, I'm kind of nervous, like a wreck.
Really? Like
and
sweating?
Then, once we're up, I'm good.
Your legs are shaking and stuff?
Yeah, like the whole knee thing where your knee's like just bouncing, that's me. I'm that guy.
All right. I think we learned a lot about Cuno during today's interview, didn't we?
We did. I was enlightened. Yeah.
I did this on a therapy couch, by the way. I've been laying down the entire time.
Yeah. All right. Are you good?
No, I mean, I've just been called not charismatic for the last 15 minutes, and I'm a guy on TV, which isn't great to hear from people. So, no, I'm not good. I'm glad we're going to end this interview now, and I got a hit in like 30 minutes. Now I got to go out there and try to perform under this kind of pressure and pain.
Everybody go watch Mopey Mike Cuno on CBS4 in about 30 minutes. Raise the rate. What time are we on? 5:15?
Let me tell you right now. 5:20.
What are you coming out of the box with, UD?
5:21. What's that?
What are you coming out of the box with, UD?
Dolphins minicamp. No, rookie minicamp.
All right, so Jalen Waddle out of the box.
We are the Dolphins station.
That is true. All right, Mike Cuno there. I don't know what happened there. I feel like we really got emotional at the end, but we love you, Mike.
Hey, it doesn't feel like it.
It's him, Mike. It's not me. I love your personality.
I just feel like, I feel attacked.
Attacked? How?
This is
a friendly space right here. All right, we got to go. We love you, Mike. I love you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, it feels good. Mike Cuno there, CBS4. Wow. I think Solana hit something there. I think he's scared of roller coasters. I do. I think Solana he read through all the muck.
Well, I'm a liar, so I know when people are lying.
It's like when they hire a hacker to find the hackers. We've hired a liar to meet out the lies.
What's his specialty? Lying. Yeah, great at it.
Just about 15 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and we're going to get a week that was montage from Solana. We got a lot playing. 15 minutes of heat coming up as well, so do not go anywhere, including Mike Cuno, if he's still listening. Do not go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!